It can be hard to catch a narcissist in a lie because they're so very skilled at gaslighting and manipulation in general. And it doesn't hurt that they are also able to say anything, whether we're talking a gospel truth or a blatantly invented lie, with total conviction. And their complete lack of concern for you and other people, well, it kind of rounds out the idea that when it comes right down to it, you can't really trust a narcissist any further than you can throw them.
There are a lot of facts out there on narcissists, and unfortunately, a lot of fiction. We all know that narcissists have a tendency to bend the truth at the very least. And we also know that while every narcissist has so many things in common, each does have their own individual personality. Narcissists are known to be self-absorbed, and chances are they usually became that way because at some point in their childhood, they buried their true selves and they became this false version of themselves that they present to most people in the world today. A lot of people think that narcissists are vain and self-centered, and they are. But there's one little fact here that people are missing. A lot of people think that narcissists are self-centered because they love themselves. The truth is, most narcissists, blatantly or otherwise, have very low self-esteem.
The narcissist can be very unpredictable. Sometimes you'll see kind of a more sincere side of them, and they'll seem like they really get you, and they really understand what you're talking about here. Of course, they want to get your attention so that you can feed their ego.
Of course, the thing that seems to unite all narcissists is the lack of empathy they have for other people in their life. So you hear all the time, narcissists tell on themselves. You can always tell when a narcissist is lying. I don't believe that's always true. But what I know for sure is that there are certain telltale signs, and narcissists really do tell us who they are.
So what exactly does the narcissist lie about? Well, literally anything that serves them. Oh, and sometimes they just lie for the sake of lying. Seriously.
The tips I'm going to give you today will work with most narcissists, but they'll work to teach you how to figure out what their lies are, when they're lying, stuff like that. And you will need a lot of patience, a little time, and a lot of really strong observation skills.
So let's talk about the lies that the narcissist wants you to believe, shall we?
A lot of people think that having narcissistic personality disorder means that you will automatically be dealing with head games. Now, certainly narcissists like to play head games, but the reason they play the head games is the thing. It's to get their needs met. That's the issue. Narcissists can be cured by the right person, someone who cares enough or loves them enough. That's a complete lie. Narcissists, they can't be cured, they can't be changed unless they choose to change. And when it comes to having empathy and things like that, some of them can fake it really, really well, and sometimes they can modify their behavior, at least for a short period of time. But ultimately, intrinsically, they don't change, at least not in my experience and not in the experience of a lot of researchers that I have studied. All narcissists are great lovers. It's not true. I don't even want to go into all that right now, but I've done videos about that as well. Most people tell me that, sexually speaking, their narcissists are a little off in one way or another. Either they're overzealous, or they're overconfident or underconfident, or they're asexual. There's all kinds of weird sex things with narcissists. Oh, my narcissist is going to change for me. They're going to be different for me. I wish, but no, they don't change for anybody. They eventually go back to their regular old stuff. The narcissist can change if they want to change. Can they? Maybe. Is it real? Not in my experience. Does it last? Not in my experience. People with narcissistic personality disorder are better than other people. They are more important. They are more superior. They are more everything than other people. That's a lie they tell us and want us to believe because it makes their lives easier if we do. Underneath it all, narcissists really do love their kids. I wish that was true. I think that depending on where they are on the spectrum, sometimes they do love their kids and sometimes they don't. What do I mean by that? I think narcissists love their kids in the same way that they love their cell phones. So when it's convenient for them and it does what they want them to do, they love it. When it is inconvenient, when it doesn't work right, when it doesn't do what a narcissist needs, they hate it. When it takes attention away from them, they really hate it. Most therapists and psychologists understand narcissistic personality disorder and the abuse, right? No, unfortunately. Some do, and I've heard some great stories from clients who have worked with people who did understand. But often, they don't. I don't know why. They weren't taught in school. They focused on other types of disorders. It's a more recently, it's not even that recently diagnosed, but I think maybe because such a small percentage of our population is actually diagnosed, maybe that's why they're not taught, but they don't learn. Diagnosing someone with narcissistic personality disorder is unusual because they don't think anything's wrong with them, is what it comes down to. Narcissists are easy to spot. How could you get stuck with one? Y'all know it's not true, at least not at the beginning. Now, once you learn about narcissism and you learn about the red flags, of course, you can learn to spot narcissists. But narcissists are so good, they can even fool the smartest people on the planet. Some of my clients are some of the most educated people that I've met. They get the smart people. They get everybody. Narcissists have no shame and no limits. So learning to spot a narcissist is really important. And that's part of why I do what I do now, to help people to heal from their current and previous narcissistic situations, and also to help people to move forward without falling in with another narcissist again. Because it does happen. Narcissists are monsters. Well, are they monsters? I mean, what's a monster? Narcissists are people who behave in ways that other people don't, and in ways that other people would find shocking and outrageous and unacceptable. Narcissists shock people. I talked about this the other day. They shock people they've been in relationships with for years. There's just absolutely no limits for a narcissist. Narcissists will respond to reason. That's a flat-out lie. They don't respond to reason. Narcissists, unless it's convenient for them, and usually not reasons given by their primary supply, reasons given by people whose opinion they value, people who they consider better than them, you feel me? I should be vulnerable to my narcissist. I should tell him my secrets and let him know about me, and maybe then he'll open up to me, or she will open up to me and treat me like a human being, because she'll understand, or he'll understand, right? Nah, no. The more you tell a narcissist, the more they stick it away in their arsenal for later so they can abuse you with whatever you've given them. Yeah, it's the truth. You want to try to remember what it was like sometime in the past when you know for sure they were lying to you. Figure out what their pattern is. That's because usually a narcissist has a certain pattern, like anyone, when they lie. And typically, they only use it when they're lying. So, for example, they might give extra details, unnecessary details. So if they're cheating on you and they're telling you that they're having a meeting with a new work colleague, they might say something to you like, well, I guess he was about, 6'2", 6'3", brown hair, blue eyes, crooked tooth in the front. Usually they would give less details than that. That's a red flag sign. So maybe they'll have unnecessary details, or maybe whenever they lie, they smile. Or when they lie, half of their face smiles and half of their face doesn't. Everybody has different patterns. Whatever it is for your narcissist, watch the patterns. Maybe they won't look you in the eye, or maybe they touch their face a lot, or maybe they cover their mouth. Whatever the pattern is for your narcissist, watch for it and use times in the past when you know they've lied sort of as a way to figure out scientifically when they're lying in the future. Try to figure out exactly what the narcissist's motive might be for telling the lie. Are they lying because they're cheating on you and they want to keep you on the line just in case? Are they lying because they want to seem more exciting and grandiose than they really are? Are they saying they got a promotion when really they didn't? Usually they're either lying to hide their flaws or to inflate their image, or for their own issues of jealousy or insecurity. And often the lies are either harmless or they are lies that cause you to be hurt in the future, as in if they're cheating on you, for example. This one is one that not everybody's going to tell you. Here's a little secret about narcissists. If they think you don't believe them, they will work harder to make you believe them, to fabricate, to hurt you even. But if you're careful, you can manipulate the situation to your advantage so that you can see when they're telling the lies. If you have proof of the lie, you can choose to show your cards, and this is what'll happen. I know that you're lying. Here's proof of the lie. The narcissist goes, it's time to gaslight. It's time to ruin your life. It's time to discredit you, tear you down, insult your intuition, challenge you. Or you can try the other way. You can pretend to believe the lies, in which case the narcissist is going to go, this is great. And they're going to start to endlessly praise you and make you feel awesome. And here's the thing. If you receive that reaction, there's a good chance the narcissist is lying to you. Because in most situations, the narcissist won't just kind of let it go. And they won't generally react like a normal person when they're caught. They will instead blame you for whatever they've done wrong. And of course, you can never expect an apology unless the narcissist actually wants something from you. So you're going to want to pretend to believe the narcissist because it gives you the upper hand in the situation. If you convince the narcissist that in fact you do believe whatever they're telling you, then you know they're going to use the patterns that we've discussed at the beginning of this video, where we talked about taking note of their existing patterns when they tell lies. They do this because then they know or think that that pattern already works on you, and it already does the job, so why change it up? And as long as you pretend to believe the narcissist, this gives you the opportunity to watch closely and see when the lies happen. So you act really interested in whatever they're saying, the case is. Whatever lie they're telling you, be very interested. Listen to every detail and remember them. If you have a short-term memory issue, write them down if you need to when they're not looking. Later, you ask the narcissist to recount some of those details. See if the details they give you the next time match up to the ones they gave you the first time. This way, they don't remember what lies they told usually, or they don't remember every pretend detail they made up. And as long as you pretend to continue to believe them, you can forever know when they're lying. Is this normal or healthy? No. Should you have to live like this? Hell no. But if you need to figure out if a narcissist is lying, just pretend to believe them and then follow up on the story. If you never tell them that you know about the lie, this just continues to bolster their ego and you can keep reading them like a book. If you point the lies out to a narcissist, it's going to just backfire on you because they're going to attack. But if you keep it under wraps that you know that they're lying when they lie, it's your secret weapon. This is especially effective for things like divorces and other legal situations with narcissists. The final tip that I have for you today is to just kind of keep your eyes open for little half-truths or little exaggerations that the narcissist throws your way. For example, let's say that you are at your community picnic at your pool. Like, we have a subdivision with a pool and the community goes there for the picnic sometimes. Let's say that you happen to run into your narcissist boss at the pool. And the boss says, you know, hey, it's good to meet you. It's good to see you here today. I didn't know you lived in our subdivision. Well, later on, you might hear your husband or your wife talking to your kid saying, oh yeah, I was at the pool with your mom or your dad the other day. And the boss was like, hey, you're the best employee I've ever met in my whole freaking life. I don't even know what we would do without you. You're amazing. That's just a really lame example, but you get the idea. Something tiny happens and they say, oh, you did a great job on that report last week. And then suddenly they got the big award for their whole industry and everybody loves them, because that's another way that narcissists lie. They exaggerate, they overinflate stuff, or they minimize things that don't make them look good. The reason that I bring this up is because it's a real easy way for you to sort of get a gauge on when they're telling the truth and when they're not. So if you can watch for those little exaggerations, you can watch the way their face looks when this happens. Watch what their eyes do. Watch how their mouth looks. You can read a lot in a person's mouth. And inevitably pick up some new patterns. I think the key to proving anyone to be a truth teller or a liar comes right down to one fact, and that is that you watch their patterns, you learn how they roll, and you follow them.
So what do you think? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do any of these lies sound familiar to you? What other typical lies that narcissists might tell would you add to my list?
What would you add to this? What would you say are the telltale signs of your narcissist lying? How do they tell on themselves? Have you figured it out yet?
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right here and right here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.